ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपक कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त बृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। हरे कृष्णा। सो विल ट्राई टू क्रिएट अ कैप्सूल टू पुट एवरीथिंग इन दैट। सो द हिस्ट्री ऑफ बरसाना गोज लाइक दिस। ब्रह्मा जी डिड तपस्या फॉर totally 120,000 years, 60,000 years at the beginning of the first Satyayuga and 60,000 years at the end of the first Satyayuga of his life. And after that Krishna gave him darshan and he said, what do you want? I want your dust with Radharani's and Gopi's lotus feet. So Sri Krishna told him to go to Barsana. Prishabhanu Puram Gatva Amo Parigada Karishyasi. Please, I will like you to perform your pastimes over my head. So what is important to understand here is that the first citizen of the whole universe, like we are first citizen of USA, you know, Bombay also, the first citizen of the whole universe, the topmost personality after Vishnu, has performed such a long duration of tapasya to become a stone, to achieve the dust of Radha and Krishna and the gopis. So he is our Acharya also, Dham Acharya. He is our Acharya of Sampradaya. All Sampradayas meet, go him to him and then go to Krishna. So that's why whenever we come here, or whenever we go to original Vrindavan, before climbing the first step of Barsana, you have to bow down there and offer your pranams to Brahma, beg pardon from him, take blessings from him and promise him that I will go on the top only to perform devotional service and no sense gratification. Otherwise, there is lassi there, there is golgappe there, there are so many things there, you know. And try to also hold your urges so that you don't do it over there, you do it in your room on the ground level. I mean, if this consciousness we have, then Lord Brahma will pour his heart and Lord Brahma will reveal to us what has happened there on the foreheads. Because he is constantly observing Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna there, doing so many varieties of modes of pastimes on different heads. So the first head is Bhanugad, where they actually stayed. Who all stayed there? Radharani, her older brother Sridhama, younger sister Ananga Manjari, who is the actually avatar of Balramji, father Vrishabhanu Maharaj, who is incarnation of Surya Devata, Vrishabhanu, and his wife Kirtida Devi. Historically, this one history is Brahma's tapasya. Second history is three Mahasatis were cursed to come down, who became three mothers of three other Mahasatis. One is Parvati's mother, one is Sita's mother, and one is Radharani's mother. So these three ladies gave birth to Sita, Parvati, and Radharani. And Kalavati was the lady who actually was in previous incarnation Suchandra's wife. Suchandra married her and they did 12,000 years of tapasya by eating the dried leaves. And then Brahma gave darshan to them and blessed them that the internal potency of Krishna will take birth as your daughter. Another pastime is Sati Anasuya was tested by Brahma Vishnu Mahesh. And they loved her so much in their testing period because they were rendered to small crawling naked children by throwing the water from the kamandalu of her husband, because she was the greatest chaste lady in the whole universe, much more than Parvati and everybody also. So they liked her as mother so much that when they were again brought back to their original position by throwing again water on them from husband's kamandalu, they asked that we want to become your sons. So Brahma became Chandra Devata as the son of Anasuya. Vishnu became Dattatreya as the son of Anasuya. And Lord Shiva became Durvasa Muni as the son of Anasuya, Mataji. But by the way, while going through that, you came to test me. So I curse you to become stones. That's why these three became mountain. And Brahmaji became mountain here in Barsana, Brahmachal, Brahmagiri. Vishnu became Govardhan. And Lord Shiva became Nandishwar Mahadev. That we will go on third day. So, in one of the kalpas, it is explained in Devi Bhagavat that Lord Ramachandra established these three mountains in the three places, installed. Pratishthapana. Lord Ramachandra did that. Another story is of Surya Vamsha, where the king Dilip offended Kamadhenu in Swargaloka by not offering Dandavat to her inadvertently. She became Niputrik, that means without a son. Then Vasishtha Muni realized it in his trance. He told him, you have done cow aparad. So do seva to cow. But Kamadhenu is still in Swargaloka, her daughter is with me, Nandini. So he served Nandini. And that's how he got his son, whose son became Raghu, who is the Raghukul of Lord Ramchandra. Then Lord Ramchandra appeared in that Vamsha. Then Abhay Karna appeared in that Vamsha. Then Rashanga, King Rashanga appeared, who actually established historically Barsana as a kingdom. And then in his Vamsha, Kunjabhanu appeared, Mahibhanu appeared, and Mahibhanu gave birth to 9 sons. And the middle of them, 5th one, was Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And each one had one daughter, and Vrishabhanu had Radharani, and each one had one daughter, they became Ashtasakhis of Radharani. So they were all first cousins, also very, very dear Sakhis of Krishna, Parameshti Sakhis. So this is on historic front. There they stay, and there so many ocean of pastimes have taken place there. And the nature of the pastimes that take place in this place, the 4 mountain peaks, or in Nandagaon, or in Javat, or in Kokilavan, the nature of the pastimes are such that no demon can enter and disturb the pastimes. That's why Krishna rendered Kamsa into a lady. And Kamsa came searching for Krishna. You know, the long story, when they shifted from Gokul to Rawal and Barsana, right, from Gokul to Nandagaon, Rawal to Barsana, back. They had been before here, went there to have children, got children and came back because of atrocities. But in this area, no demon came. Have you read anywhere in Bhagavatam, anywhere, any Puranas? Why? Because Radharani wanted to perform such intimate, loving pastimes, which cannot be disturbed by any demon coming in between. Because the rasa changes immediately when demon comes. Vir ras becomes prominent from Madhurya, intense, you know, situation. So when Kamsa came searching for the shifted community, as soon as he entered Barsana border, he became a woman. There was no weapon, there was no mantra, there was no tantra, there was nothing, anything done by Radharani. Just by her aura, just by her presence, she was just taking bath in Banukar. And Kamsa became a woman, and he was called Kamsani Gopi. And not only he became a woman, his black horse because also became she horse. So there was a wholesale conversion. And 6 months, all the gopis made that fatso gopi, motalli gopi they called, it's called, fat gopi. They teased him like anything, ridiculed him like anything, because they knew he is Kamsa, the king where they pay taxes. But they were very happy that he was rendered in this situation. And he was rendered helpless, he couldn't go and show his face there. Because he was Chakravarti Samrat, world conquering king he was. So he couldn't go back, and he couldn't escape from here also, where would he go? There was no third world for him. So he had to remain 6 months over there, making cow dung cakes, carrying them on head, collecting them, washing kaushala, collecting cow dung, urine, mixing, milking cows, doing everything what the gopis told. And they would also clap and tease him also. And after 6 months, then Radharani forgave him and told him to take bath in Kishori Kund in Javad. And instantly became man again along with his horse. She horse became he horse. And he, in a wet condition, he ran away from there. Why? Because if he waits and turns and suppose she changes her mind then. And she already had warned him, if you ever come again here, you will become permanently a woman. Don't tell me anything about that. So this is how Radharani made sure that no atrocity is there. And most wonderful pastimes are taking place here at Sriji Mandir where she stayed. There only Vishwada Mai came and requested Kirti Mai to send Radharani to cook for Krishna. There only Krishna came hundreds of times as Shama Gopi. There only he came as a seller of bangles, as a lady who puts mehndi, as a brahmachari who sees palmistry, as a, you know, so many variety of, it's called Chadmalila. Chadmalila means you come as a disguise just to be with Radharani. He cannot stay there for longer in Nandagam. He has to come here in some or other guise. So that is that place. And here in this place, this is the most intense of all the four mountains of Barsana. So there is Bhanugad, then there is second is Dangad. Dangad is famous for Dan. Krishna becomes so humble and constantly keeps begging Radharani for Rati. Rati means for mercy, for love, for affection. For Sneha means warmth of heart. For Rag, Anurag, all kinds of eight forms of love. He is always begging as a beggar. So Krishna is teaching us, how do we come to Barsana? We have to come as a beggar. It's a very difficult concept for us who are sitting, saying in city, having positions and wealth and everything. But to, Prabhu said, we have to have a password. What is that password? That password is humility, password is subservient situation, dasya bhav or sakhi bhav, and feeling like a beggar. Because if Krishna is feeling like a beggar in front of Radharani, who is the supreme controller, supreme enjoyer, supreme proprietor of the whole creation, if he feels like a beggar, who are we? If Brahma has to become a stone like Mr. Nobody, you can do anything on that if you want. So who are we? So we have to first collect ourselves to receive the innermost blessings of this treasure house of Barsana. And Krishna becomes a beggar every year, keeps on begging. And there are many other dan pastimes, that is begging dan from various people, Radharani, Krishna, and so many pastimes are there. Also it's a place of Rasa Leela, Dangad. Also it's a place of Jhulan Leela, where Krishna is swinging, doing swinging pastimes there. Then there is one more place which is there down. It is not fully revealed, but it is there, Vilasgad. And Vilasgad, as name goes, it is a place of enjoyment, Vilas. So again Krishna does swing pastimes, Jhula pastimes and Rasa Leela. And there one time Radharani established her darbar, her assembly. She became the queen, Lalita became the prime minister, and Vishakha also, all the gopis took their positions and they brought Krishna as a criminal. And they conducted a court martial of Krishna. And Lalita Devi was the chief justice of that. And then after long court martial, back and forth, Radharani, the king, the final authority, said, release him. And he was released. That pastime took place in Vilasgad. And then we come here in Mangad. Mangad is very intense. Because Man is the one of the most intricate, inconceivable aspect of the eight aspects of love which are contained in Mahabhav. Mahabhav contains eight loving sentiments, different loving sentiments. And Man is one very unusual part of that. Meaning, apparently, Radharani gets angry. But we cannot ever say that she got angry, because anger is always selfishly based. The basis of anger is selfishness, which is meant for self-aggrandizement or selfish enjoyment or selfish purposes. But Man is only meant for increase in the love of the beloved. Although it externally appears as selfish, but internally is only meant to deepen and intensify the love between Radha and Krishna that Radha is enhancing. So that's why to enter the mystery over here, we need, as Prabhuji said, first is satsang of devotees. Second is to get to hear from devotees. And third is to get to hear constantly from devotees, from sadhus. And fourth is to get to serve Brajvasis. To get the opportunity to serve Brajvasis, because he said, the Braj Ras can be revealed by Brajvasis only. It is their treasure house. And when they are pleased, then they reveal their inner heart. And that is, the core of that inner heart is Radharani actually. I can tell you one small example. What is the heart of a Brajvasi? In the ICAM, one time, we went to take our rounds in the middle of the night to see whether the Brajbasis are comfortable after surgery or not. And we were hearing in the dark, some small bulb, but everything is dark. All rajais and rugs are on them. And Radhe, Radhe, Radhe sounds were heard. It looked like they have some pain because of the post-operative situation. So we thought we will just address that. So we went to the sound where it was coming. There were many sounds coming from many places. And when we opened the rug, they were fast asleep, deeply asleep and chanting Radhe, Radhe. Can you imagine that? We are sleeping when we are chanting, supposed to be fully awake, but we sleep when we chant Hare Krishna. And they are in deep sleep and they are chanting Radhe, Radhe. So it's just a small glimpse about the hearts of Brajbasis. India has been invaded by so many people. Prabhuji gave that day so much beautiful history from 1038, 1038. From that time, Muhammad Ghazni came and, 500 years there was no Vrindavan. Everything was destroyed and inactive. And then so many other people came and, we renovated, recreated, destroyed, recreated, destroyed. But why India never became a Christian or Muslim country? That I could see when I was attending one time Radhashtami festival. Such poor looking, uneducated looking, absolutely looking not at all like city. They sing such songs of Radharani's love on Holi and Radhashtami. I said, because of this depth of love that they have in the inner course of their heart, no external force could convert them into anything. They suffered when they lost their temples and lost their houses, maybe cows. But they did not lose their heart. And that heart was very effectively transferred from one generation to other. We are sure that in 1038 when Muhammad Ghazni came, the people are not living till today. Who are living is their generations after that. And they have very effectively transferred that mood of Braj Ras. So we have to go and try to serve them, please them. When they are pleased, you see in the eye camp, they just bless you and bless you and bless you. Sometimes they beat you, but that beating is not like anger of Radharani. It's love, expression of love. That's why I said that to understand Maan is a very difficult concept. Only by the virtue of serving Guru Maharaj, devotees and Brajbasis, if possible, this rasa can be understood. So today we would like to maybe touch upon, in our minuscule capacity, what actually happened over here. Before that, we should know to some certain extent who Radharani is. Radharani is the essence of whole Braj. The Vrindavan Dham, whatever Krishna descended down from Golok Vrindavan, 84 Krosha area, which is actually unlimited, but in technical sense, established above the earth, not on the earth. It's like a Vimana, it's like an airplane. It is not on the earth, it's above the earth. Like Ayodhya is above the earth on Sudarshan Chakra, not actually on earth. That's why it doesn't get destroyed when Pralayakal or devastation takes place. So all over the universes, not universe, all over the material universes created by Mahavishnu and Brahmas, unlimited Brahmas, all the sadhus and whoever is traveling and whoever is supposed to be the basic sadhus of the whole creation, they all come to Vrindavan Dham, Braj Mandal, to take the dust of Krishna. Why? There is no dust anywhere else available? Answer is no. Because everywhere else Krishna is in Bhagavad Bhav. That means in the Bhav of Supreme Lord. So already there is a carpet. Red carpet is there all over the Dwarka and spiritual Dwarka, this Dwarka, Jagannath Puri. Wherever you go, wherever Lord goes, it's all carpeted. And whenever Lord wants to move from one place to another, there comes footwear, which is studded with jewels, which is second covering. And third thing is, whenever he wants to go somewhere, Daruk comes with chariot. And sits on chariot and goes. So where is the question of touching of Krishna's souls to the ground? And where is the question of creating the dust? Where the dust, Charan Raj, the dust of lotus feet, how it is created? When the soles of somebody's foot is touching the ground, then you can say there is some creation, production of the Raj. So because Krishna chooses not to wear any footwear in Vrindavan and not to use any vehicles to walk barefoot on the land of Braj Bhumi, that's why the concept of Charan Raj is there only in Vrindavan Dham. And that is why everybody comes to Vrindavan Dham to take Krishna's Charan Raj. But interesting thing is, where that personality goes to take dust for himself, he goes to Barsana. He goes to Barsana to take the dust of Radharani's lotus feet, because Radharani also has chosen to walk barefoot in all her land, wherever she walks. And Krishna comes, see, number one, he comes and takes the dust of lotus feet. That means anywhere in Barsana. Number two, he offers Dandavat Pranam in Barsana. And I will tell you what else he does in this pastime. So, this is Krishna's mood. And Krishna always comes to Barsana in Sakhi Bhav. Sakhi Bhav is Dasyata, that means servitude. And actually also, his heart is filled with servitude for Radharani and Gopis. But also he externally changes into Sakhi form. That's why the concept of Shama Sakhi is Krishna turning into Gopi. And that's how he enters always into Barsana. Wherever he wants to desire to, has a desire to meet Radharani. And if Krishna is supposed to be the ocean of love, like milk, for example, if that milk is ocean like, no depth you can find out, no extent you can find out, no vistar, no gehrai, that is something like Krishna, Karuna Sagar. And if you churn that, and if butter comes out of that, that Navaneet is considered to be Radharani. She is the concentrated form of Krishna's ocean of love, which Krishna also is seeking. Although he is that origin of that love, but he is seeking. And interestingly, the Mahabhava, which I am talking about again and again, the source of that Mahabhava is Radharani. Krishna gets that Mahabhava from her. And when he unites with Krishna, Radharani, to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has that Mahabhava. Beyond these three personalities, there is nobody else in the whole creation who has Mahabhava. Lord Jagannath has, because he is Krishna himself. But nobody else has Mahabhava. And it is received from Radharani by Krishna. Second is about rasa, the mellow of devotion. When we become pure hearted and we become free from all the vices, lust, anger, greed, lust and intoxication, envy, then something grows naturally in the heart. When we get totally free from anarthas, unwanted, you know, bad tendencies that prevent us to unite with Krishna and other devotees. Then that rasa develops, and that rasa has to grow to perfection and turn into prema in the end by intensifying, by concentration, getting concentrated. So that rasa also originates with Radharani. Krishna is known as Rasaraj, the king of all rasas, but he gets his supply from Radharani. Then he develops it, and then he distributes it to Vrindavan Dham. Krishna is called as Murli Manohar, the best of flute player. But who has taught him flute? Radharani has taught him flute. Krishna is known as Nataraj, the best of all dancers. You know, Yashoda Mai had to tie the ankle bells three times and four times. Each one. She ties three at one time sometimes. Why? So when he dances, na, 2 miles the ankle bells fly into next forest. So he may go from home with 3, but he comes back maybe with 2 or 1, sometimes none. So that kind of situation is there. But that dancing, which is so attractive, is taught by Radharani to Krishna. It is said Krishna is shining all time only when he is with Radharani. If he is away from Radharani, he looks very morose and lusterless. So all the effulgence that he has, he is with the presence of Radharani only. For 2 reasons, of course, by her presence, that whole thing happens. And because he feels so sad when he is away from her. So anyway, he becomes lusterless. There's one shloka in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's book. It says that the golden yellow effulgence of Barsana, because of presence of Radharani there, covers Nandagaon also. And there is a blue effulgence there. But that blue effulgence is always sad and morose, away from Krishna. So to give support and enthusiasm to that blue effulgence, this golden effulgence covers Nandagaon also. That's what Chakravarti Pad says. So, in short, I wanted to tell why Krishna is so subservient and falling on the ground. Because Radharani is the source of existence. In Hindi it is said, Hriday Sanjeevani. That means the life-giving herb of Krishna's heart, or the existence of beating of Krishna's heart, is because of Radharani. For her he lives. For all the world is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if you meet him at his home in Vrindavan, he's different. Like I go to my office, I have different aura there, different activities, different, you know, authorities. When I come home, everybody knows what happens. Who is the master of whom? Right? However big you may be in the office, and so many people do like this, salute to you and follow your instructions and beckon call for yours. When you come home, we enjoy that rasa or the mellow of being Mr. Nobody here. We are trained every day to take on and to remove. To take on the authority in the office and remove before coming home. And don't carry at home. But there is a lot of enjoyment in that. It's not that belittling or demeaning or insulting. We enjoy when our child climbs on our shoulder and climbs on our head also and beats us from top. That is a different rasa. That mellow Krishna wants to enjoy. That's why he comes to Vrindavan. Because here he comes not with his aura of being Supreme Lord. He comes here to enjoy that rasa of being subservient to all the gopis, to Radharani, to become their servant, to disguise, to change his forms and to get ridiculed, to get punished. Huh? His arms are twisted by gopis many times at the back. And they are, what I will tell you, you have to come to sometimes to Barsana, then I will tell you the stories. What all happens, you know.
Hey, this is
Barsana. That's one more point I want to tell you. This particular Vrindavan will reveal to you its glories as per your bhav. This is exactly what I wanted to tell also. Good you reminded me. That if you come here as replica of Vrindavan, it will remain replica of Vrindavan for you. If you come here as Vrindavan, then the Vrindavan will reveal fullest of his glories to you. So this Hridayasthit, or this is the last one, whatever category we have of Vrindavan, this Vrindavan is totally depending on you, how you approach. That's why I'm requesting everybody who come here and who stay here, don't think it is replica of Vrindavan. It is Vrindavan itself or himself or herself. It's very important to understand. When a pure devotee desires, Srila Prabhupada desired to have this Vrindavans everywhere, it doesn't mean that it's like 10% of potency is here. Oh, all the structures are one third here, so it is one third potency is available. No, this is not material calculation. This is only purely spiritual. When Radharani is pleased with you, she will reveal Vrindavan not only here to you, at your home also she will reveal. That potency Radharani has, and she will bless you. Why I said that in the holy festival, the gopis defeat Krishna. And then he does a lot of mischievous activities because he is losing. And then they arrest him. And they make his face black by twisting his arms behind, 4-5 gopis. And in front, Radharani applies kajal on his face. Not like this. Like this with full arms. Generally we do this with a very delicately, put a small line about the coverings of the eyes and borders of the eyes, and eyes are very beautiful. But this is five fingers with the palm also. And then I didn't wear today, but the cloth that we wear, men, it's called a prestigious thing. The men wear that. They snatch that as an insulting activity. And they use wrote a bad word on his back, and they kicked him away from his association. So that kind of treatment is given to Krishna, the Supreme Lord. And sometimes, you know, I read Gandharvas came to one place and they saw Krishna doing so many unusual activities, you know, for example, eating the remnants from the mouth of his friends, not on the plate. He would take out food from the mouth, he would steal the thing from their mouth and eat. So Gandharvas, who were trained into that situation, they couldn't understand what kind of Lord is this. We have to say so many mantras and tulsi and wait for such a long time for him to honor. But here he is grabbing, so they were confused. And they went back to Brahma and told, ki, you sent us on a vacation to go to Ganeshara near Mathura in a holy place where we saw our Lord. But you know, we couldn't relate to that. And because of that, Brahma got affected. And that's why Brahma came to test. You know, this is the etiology. Why Brahma came to test. And on the top of that, news came that Agasura is killed, who had threatened and terrorized even the demigods' locals. So coupled with the so-called bewildering association of Gandharvas, with the news of Agasura killing, he came down to test. And that's how Prabhuji was mentioning that Agasur was killed and he came to test. And interestingly, Prabhuji, that time Sukadev Maharaj fainted. There is one time he fainted. He was so in ecstasy because when he asked questions, how come 1 year? How come 1 year? Every day they would tell, every single day, there's a place called Nanda Baithak in Nandagaon, where every day they are received and like this, Krishna and Balram on each lap, everybody has to listen what they are speaking. Plus, even the coward boys are speaking together. All the stories, what happened today. So this why one after 1 year? Because of Brahma Samundila, because of meditation of Brahma Samundila, Sukadeva Goswami went in trance. So how he was woken up? Parikshit Maharaj was very smart. He knew, my Vakta is a very special soul. Huh? If he utters the word Radha, he will go into 6 months of ecstasy and then I only 7 days. So how do I finish my task? I have to keep him awake. So he had kept his band ready. His mridangas and his bheris and dundubis and all the drums were ready. And as soon as he, you know, went in trance, he signaled them. And they just started playing. So immediately he came back. And then he told the story of Brahma Samundila. So the point I was trying to tell, that this place, he will reveal to us as per our consciousness. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sadaiva bhajamyam. That's why I said, ki if you start bowing down at the first step of each staircase of Barsana every day, whenever you come here, then you will get that mood, ki yes, I am climbing on Brahma. I am not supposed to be sense gratification, enjoying sense gratification over here. So, Radharani gets angry with Krishna, performs Maan Leela. And there are many reasons. Few reasons I will tell you. One is that he comes late. It's a usual difficulty that we have. We organize a function and we come late. So when she is ready and he comes late, she gets angry and she goes. One time she got angry and she went beyond Jamuna and she cried there. And lo and behold, one whole pond was created there with her tears, called Man Sarovar. And so powerful a pond and so powerful the water was that when Lord Shiva took bath there, he became a gopi. He was transformed. Sab bhaya bhyantara gopi. That means he also became gopi externally and internally also, heart point of view, he became gopi. So powerful. Other times I told you, Krishna is very, very smart fellow. He wants to spend more and more time with Radharani. So when she is teaching flute to him, he is so expert, you know. 64 days he took only to learn everything in Sandipani's ashram. So that's just a formality, but he was so expert in grasping things. So he would not grasp things so fast in flute, but he would then purposely make mistakes in playing the notes so that he could spend longer time. And she is so simple hearted, she will teach him again and again, again and again, again and again, only to come to know in the end he is cheating me. And she gets angry and she goes away. Same thing with the dance. She is teaching the steps and he is putting the wrong steps purposely. Because he is so expert in dancing that he can put wrong step also very nicely. So she would tell right steps and he would put wrong steps. And after some time she would come to know ki he is fooling me. And then she would bang her foot on the ground and go away. And perform Maan Leela. And another reason why she gets angry, she has a counter group also. Right wing, left wing gopis. And Chandravali is the leader of the other gopis. Right wing. Radharani is left wing gopi and she is in right wing. She is leader. So whenever she finds out that he is with her, then she gets upset. Sometimes she goes to meet him in the appointed place and she finds her with him rather than he meeting her. So she sees him and she walks away. So these are few reasons. And one of the reasons is that one time Radharani and Krishna, you know, there is a beautiful thing called Ghebar Van. Barsana is made of four things essentially. One is khor, that is water, that is a lane, Sankri khor, the narrow lane, which is formed with meeting of two mountains. Sankri khor. That is one speciality of Barsana. Only it is also it is one, only one in whole Barsana, but it is very special location. Second is Khirak. Khirak means water reservoirs. And there are many. Dohani Kund is there. Pili Pokhar is there, Kirtida Kund is there, Bhanokhar is there, and so many others are there. And third is Giri, that means the mountain peaks. Var Syanu, that means very beautiful mountain peaks. And fourth is Ghebar Ban. Khor, Khirak, Giri, Ghebar. And Gevarbani is supposed to be the heart of Barsana. Anyway, Barsana is the heart, the inner chambers of the house of Vrindavan of Krishna. In that, Gavarban is the heart, and where Radharani has planted the trees and creepers and bushes, everything by her own hands, and nurtured them with water and every single thing by her own hands. And in childhood, Krishna and Radharani would marry trees with creepers. Krishna would take creepers side and Radharani would take, sorry, Krishna would take trees side and Radharani would take creepers side, and they would marry creepers with trees. Difficult to understand, but this is the aura here. So here is also a place where they decorate themselves, in the inner chambers of Gevarban. So they were left inside one day by Vrinda Devi and Lalita Vishakha to dress each other. Paraspar Shringar Leela. And they did decorate each other. And at the end of decoration, Radharani said, "Please describe my beauty." So Krishna started looking here everywhere. Because generally when we describe, we will say, nose like sesame, champakali, and teeth like pearls, and lips like bimba fruit, and we have to have something like and like and like. But he didn't find anything like Radharani's face. So he was looking everywhere to find a reasonable comparison. But he didn't find anything around his area. So he looked in the sky. Then he saw the full moon. He said, "Wow, this is something near Radharani's beauty." So immediately, enthusiastically he said, "Yes, your face is like moon. You are Chandramukhi." Now if husband says to wife, she will say, "What do you want me to cook? Tell me. I want to cook for you. Because you told me that my face is like moon. You are Chandramukhi." But that was expected by Krishna, but it didn't happen that way. She immediately got upset. The mood was so nice, so loving, so lovingly deepening by the whole Leela, and suddenly it changed. So he said, What happened? Why are you so upset? I am comparing you with your best thing. He said, "I will tell you the reasons. First reason is the moon has dots. My beauty has no spots. Second reason is the moon goes on decaying and one day disappears again to appear, but his beauty is always decaying beauty. My beauty is never decaying but always growing. So how can you compare my beauty with Chandra? Third is Chandra gets eclipsed regularly by Rahu and Ketu. My beauty never gets eclipsed by any power in the whole creation. Fourth is Chandra is paraprakashit, that means lit by another's power. That means sun has to give light and then moon can give reflections of that light. My beauty is swayam prakashit, that means my effulgence is original. No borrowed effulgence. And fifth is, Chandra is eyed upon by many stars. So Chandra is not very chaste personality. Chandrama, so when we address Chandrama as a female, but my personality is very chaste. I am only dedicated to you. And I will tolerate these five reasons also, but the sixth reason I just cannot tolerate. I will forgive you for the first five, but the sixth one, of course there are eight, I don't remember two, but the last one is that my rival, her name is Chandravali and her half name is Chandra, and how dare you can compare me with Chandra, which is her half name. And this season she goes away and she gets very angry and very upset. And क्या बोलता ना हिंदी में, सोचा था क्या क्या हो गया क्या हो गया, मीन्स व्हाट आई हैड थॉट टुडे दैट वी हैव डेकोरेटेड ईच अदर Gevarban, सच अ इंटेंस प्लेस, अलोन इन सेक्लूजन इन प्राइवेसी, एंड वी थॉट वी विल एंजॉय द होल इवनिंग एंड होल नाइट, एंड लुक व्हाट हैपेंड. सो सो सैड. सो कृष्णा बाउ डाउन टू हर एंड शी जस्ट निग्लेक्ट्स हिम एंड गोज अवे टू द बॉटम ऑफ द माउंटेन वेयर वी आर सिटिंग. एंड कृष्णा से ललिता गो Go do something. I just cannot live without her. She goes and she rejects her also. She comes back. How can you come back? Go. So when she comes back again, she climbs up. And again she comes to Krishna. Krishna says, go back. And like that, up and down and up and down it happens till Radharani goes on top of the mountain. And when she goes on top of the mountain, that peak of the mountain, Lalita says, what is this? I'm like a football. You kick me and she kicks me. And I have to keep going in between again and again. What is my existence? In Braj language, it's called Chaugaan ki Gend. Chaugaan means there's a game where the Brajvasis play. and the ball is used and is kicked like we play football. But it's called Chaugaan ki gend. You have made me Chaugaan ki gend like a football. But he says, no, till the result is achieved, you have to keep doing that. So finally she takes him up. And the photograph you see very carefully after some time, that Krishna's right hand is held by Lalita and Radharani's left hand, she's trying to unite with Krishna's hand. But you know, where is Radharani looking? She's looking on this side. In 1986, when Radhanath Maharaj took us for the first ever time to Vrindavan, he had told a story, still is ringing in my ears. Radharani was angry with Krishna, and Krishna came from this side, Radharani looked on that side. And when Krishna came on this side, he saw her coming on this side, he looked on that side. And that went on happening. And she did not allow her to meet, unite their hands, she rejected. And then Krishna again bowed down to her. No response. Then Krishna removed his peacock feather, which is like his prestige, you know. His mother Yashoda binds it with golden chain, thick one. He removed that and put her on her feet. No response. Then he bowed down and put his head on her feet. No response. Can you imagine this? Jayadev Goswami is writing this pastime in Govind Govinda. He is frustrated. He feels, how can this happen? How can this be? It's not possible. So his head became hot. So he left it and he went to take bath in Ganga, in Champahati. And then Krishna himself came and completed those lines to tell Jayadev Goswami to the whole world, it is true, I do this thing. It is not unusual, this is regular. Krishna had no shyness or no ego problem to not to reveal this. He came and wrote in his pearl-like handwriting and completed those verses, which meant what I am telling you. And finally, Krishna shed tears like rains and bathed Radharani's feet with his tears. No response. Then Krishna went under the feet of Radharani in that wet raj and rolled in the dust. No response. So then what to do? Lalita is looking at Krishna, Krishna is looking at Lalita. What to do now? But suddenly she whispered something in Krishna's ears. And suddenly, with some hopeful glimpse on the face, Krishna left and she also left. And Radharani were left with some sakis trying to pacify her. Somebody is fanning her. Somebody is, giving some incense to her, some flower to her, some foodstuffs to her. She's just rejecting everything. She's so upset that Krishna compared me with the moon. And we are all hankering to be compared with the moon. And she's upset because Krishna did that. And then it's a long leela. Krishna became a peacock. And right in front here, there is a Morkoti down. Krishna came there as peacock and she danced. It was ecstasy. First she was not turning, then she turned and she saw. Then she got enamored. Then she also went there and danced as peahen. And long time they danced round and round and round. And the last pose they took, that time she realizes Krishna. And by that time all her anger, man had gone away. So that picture of Krishna uniting with Radharani in peacock peahen form is there on the altar of Morkuti. There is no Radha Krishna there. I mean, in the sense, like we have other places. There is a picture, the painting, which depicts that how Krishna appeased Radharani there. So this is Barsana. There is Dohini Kund here, where Radharani's cows used to be milked. Krishna came to milk Radharani's cow there once. And did one jet of milk on her face, unknowing, when she was engrossed looking at him. And more than 100,000 cows are milked there, and what milk is stored there in Dohini milking kund. Then there is Sakri Kor, where there is only one person can walk on one direction at one time. So Krishna comes and blocks them. And then there are unlimited pastimes of arguments and arguments, which is called as Nok Jok. Nok Jok matlab kya batau? How can I translate into English? Nok joke. Nok joke means Nok joke means you say something, I say something against that, then you reply me something against that, I say something against that, and it's very poetic. I've heard this. There's a Nandagaon party and Barsana party. They gather regularly in Barsana temple and in Nandagaon temple at different occasions. Line of Nandagaon Goswamis, line of Barsana Goswamis, and with musical instruments, they sing all this. Bad words for each other. Hare, you are Nanda Baba. He is 85-year-old. Still, he was so lusty and he got a child 85-year-old. And say, you are Vrishabhanu Maharaj. He was also very old. He also had a child very old. Like that, those kind of things they talk. Your Krishna is so lusty, he is so beggar-like, always begging, begging, begging. He has no position only. Then they will say something, then they'll say something. It's called nok joke. Nok joke means only counter arguments. And those things take place between Krishna and friends and Radharani and friends there. And at times Krishna had to lose the game and become Radharani with the pot of butter. And Radharani in the form of Krishna, dressed up as Krishna, will break that pot and take the punishment. And you know, I just read recently that Krishna decorates alone, much before the meeting time, from Sakri Kor, say all the way Ghavar Kundka, every area, he decorates with flower petals. So much thick, sometimes 2 to 2 feet thick. And sometimes he goes and hides under that, lies down, so that Radharani can walk over him. And when Radharani comes and walks over him, she feels so bad. And he feels so happy that I got Radharani's lotus feet on my chest. And then they would perform wonderful pastimes there. So Gevardhan is a very intense area of pastimes where generally only Vrindadevi arranges for Radha and Krishna only to meet. Most go inside, all arch-like situations. Krishna is lifting with one hand, entering Radharani into by other hand. Very, very beautiful arrangements. So we are very blessed by the blessings of Radhana Swami, who stayed here for 6 months in his journey within. He spent 6 months over here. On the top of the mountain, he would sleep with one local sadhu, and he got choicest of realizations at this place. And we had choicest of, maybe not hundreds, at least tens of kirtans with thousands of devotees in the middle of the night on the top of Man Mandir, in the pitch darkness, only one torchlight on the harmonium. And we have sung hundreds of times, maybe, I don't know, in last 25-30 years. So this is a place for us is very important, because our spiritual master, who has revealed Gordon Eco Village and Vrindavan Dham here, this is a place with the source of all his innermost realizations. If you read Journey Home, you'll understand what all happened over here, what all things happened here, what austerities they performed here, and how things were revealed. So, last thing I would say, the holy place reveals its glories when we perform sadhana over here sincerely. The more sadhana we perform here, the holy place goes on revealing its glories. And then afterwards, all those who come here, they get that benefit. The holy place, whatever it has revealed, the visitors get. And the trees also, they absorb all these subtle vibrations in essence of those sadhanas that we perform. And then when we come under the shelter of the trees give us those. So more prayers we do, more sadhana we perform, more service we do at the place, very place like that, we'll get the revelation. So with these few words, I thank you for coming here. And there are unlimited oceans of pastimes. Come again, come regularly. We'll have more and more time together. Yeah, tomorrow we are going to this different place, na? I'm talking about this place. Tomorrow we are going to Govardhan, which is another ocean. Then third day we go to Nandagaon, which is another ocean. So we will dive. I mean, we'll do achaman, not dive. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. No one calls Krishna in Vrindavan. And those who want to come and call Krishna also, they do same thing only they say. Because moment you say Krishna, Krishna, Krishna doesn't bother. Means you say Radhe, immediately turns, who is calling my beloved? And then you say Krishna. So when you say Hare, that means Radhe Rani, he turns. And you say Krishna, he looks at you. So it's a secret of our Acharyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yugal Mantra Radhe Krishna and Mahamantra Hare Krishna, but both principles are same. First we address Radha Rani. So when we chant Hare Krishna, don't eat up the Hare Hare. Each Hare is important. Each Hare is having power to attract Krishna's attention to you. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.